WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Federal Appeals Court in Chicago is putting a short-term hold on a judge's order that tried to release as many as 615 people who were detained by immigration authorities this year. Hundreds of detainees were expected to be released on Friday this week, but the stay from the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals prevents that. In his previous ruling, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Cummings says it isn't clear how many of these people he sought to free were still in the country. He also said he didn't want anyone to be released who posed a public safety risk. The appeals court has set arguments for December 2nd. Chicago's transgender community and allies are using this year's Transgender Day of Remembrance to say, we're not going anywhere. My colleague Alex Degman reports dozens of people gathered this morning at the Rainbow Crosswalk. It's at Clark and Farragut in the Andersonville neighborhood on the north side. Equality Illinois CEO Shannon Lynn Parker says symbols like these are being targeted more often, so it's important to stand firm and be visible.
This is us taking up space in a world that too often tries to erase us. We deserve a city where we do not just gather only to mourn. We deserve a city where our joy, our history, and our futures are embedded in the very ground we walk on.
The annual Transgender Day of Remembrance started in 1999 to remember people who have been lost to anti-trans violence. In Chicago, just 5 miles separate West Garfield Park on the west side and the Loop downtown. But new analysis from WBEZ shows across that distance, there is a 20-year life expectancy gap. City data shows Chicagoans who live in the Loop live on average to age 87. Meantime, in West Garfield Park, the life expectancy is 67 years old. Chicago State University has just enrolled its largest freshman class in a decade. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip reports Illinois' sole predominantly black university has faced its fair share of challenges, including years of declining state funding. And this fall, Chicago State had the biggest jump in enrollment among public universities in the state. It's up 15%. President Oswald Wainica Scott says the Far South Side School is attracting more kids from surrounding neighborhoods, and it recently added a program that provides free tuition, tutoring, and extra advising to first-year students.
We're working our darndest to make sure that you have the academic support to make sure you're successful, and we're keeping an eye on you.
Scott says removing barriers and giving students extra attention helps them complete their degrees and sign up in the first place. You're listening to The Rundown. Food pantries in the Chicago area continue to experience a higher need than normal. They're grappling with issues like state and federal funding cuts, also rising grocery prices, and the upcoming holiday season. Sun-Times reporter Mariah Rush joined me to talk about how food pantries are managing. So talk us a little bit through the food pantry climate right now. What are some of the reasons there is higher demand this season?
So yeah, there's a few things going on, and it kind of started a few months ago, the food pantries are saying. So number one, there's President Donald Trump's midway blitz immigration enforcement effort here in Chicago, which has caused some people to want to shelter in place and not go to work and therefore not have money to get groceries. And then there's the more recent government shutdown that affected when SNAP benefits would be going out. And then in the last few months, even the last year or so, grocery prices have been climbing higher and higher. There's been more layoffs, higher unemployment rate, and that's all combining to be kind of the perfect storm for Chicago.
What about funding cuts? How much have funding cuts impacted the food supply at pantries this year?
Yeah, there's been federal and state funding cuts that happened earlier this year. So federal cuts actually sliced the Greater Chicago Food Depository's budget by $500 million. And that depository gives food to other pantries like Nourishing Hope. So that funding cut sliced Nourishing Hope supply by 13%. So they are given less food as a result. And then separately, state funding to the organization this year was reduced from $500,000 to $100,000.
And how does this demand compare with last year at this time?
So the demand's a lot higher. Nourishing Hope Food Bank CEO Mitzi Baum told me they're preparing to spend double their annual budget. They were originally budgeting for $408,000 for food this year. But due to this reduced supply from federal and state cuts and the huge need from Chicago area residents, she anticipates spending more than twice that amount, nearly $1 million, to provide what she says is a consistent experience throughout their distribution programs. So far in 2025, Nourishing Hope has given about 5 million pounds of food. Last year, the food pantry distributed 6 million pounds of food. But so far in the last 2 weeks, demand's jumped by 25%. They're looking to outpace distribution from last year.
So if I want to help, if people listening want to help, you know, what are some things they can do? Like, what are some of the more highly requested items that I could donate?
Honestly, what I've been hearing from food pantries is that financial support is very welcomed. If that's not able to be done, then they've been low on things like snacks and bread. And then as Thanksgiving's coming up, they're always looking for things for the turkey drive.
That was Sun-Times reporter Mariah Rush, and you can read her story in the Chicago Sun-Times. Weather, patchy drizzle today with a high in the upper 40s, and that patchy drizzle continues tonight, a low in the mid 40s, and then Friday, cloudy with a high in the low 50s, maybe a few peaks of sunshine. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.